B-Pod Studios.
Salary for the average Joe, but looking at it in the realm of baseball, that's playing for pennies.
Yeah.
And as much as I hate to call it that in the world we're living in now, but that's something that's a little off-putting to say the absolute least. 610-632-0975. Without further ado, we're going to speak to, and we are listening to 97, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN. A lot of people in favor of the seven innings. WPEN, well, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity studio.
Quick math. Would you rather go to a 126 game season? Because if you take off two innings, that's the equivalent of 36 games. Would that satisfy the people if you cut the season instead of cutting the time of games?
I don't have a problem with 162 games. I have a problem with four-hour baseball.
Yeah.
Like, as a baseball guy, I hate four-hour games. Like, that doesn't well, that's so excessive.
Well, what is the average? Is it like 315?
Three and a half, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 315 to three and a half, I think, is the average. I forget one rule they changed that cut down on... What was the rule they changed a couple of years ago that cut down games like 3 minutes? Like, on average, it cut 3 minutes off the time. Yeah. Forget what it was.
But Jim Cott pitched a game in 57 minutes one time. You remember Jim Cott, the lefty? Oh, my God. The guy would catch the ball, and he'd be going right back to the catcher.
Forget about that human rain delay Steve Traskel was.
Yeah, exactly.
On the line with us right now, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, our good friend Ricky Pitalico. Ricky, how are you?
What? Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm just...
Ricky Bell, the man, the myth, and the legend.
I saw you got out on the course a little bit.
I actually did. It was kind of nice. Nobody bothers you. There's nobody behind you, nobody in front of you. It was kind of nice. I'm not going to lie.
It's good for you, man. I'm going out for the first time a couple days before Father's Day, and then I'm going out with my dad on Father's Day, so I'm looking forward to that. But baseball's in a weird spot here, Ricky. The NHL came out with an interesting plan. They announced it. NBA is probably in a couple of weeks away from doing their own thing. Baseball right now is in an odd time where, yet again, people are just seeing the money aspect of all this. What are you making of everything going on revolving around Major League Baseball right now?
I think at some point, both sides they really got to wake up right now. I think I speak for a lot of people that, you know what? If you want to become a big sport again and you want people to watch, you should have been first on this. I don't know how else to look at things, but I just feel like these players and these owners should be looking at the big picture here, not just this year. You have to be able to get a product on the field this year. And I've seen a lot of quotes here in the last couple of days about, well, you know, it's not worth playing for the amount of money they want to pay. Well, you know what? That money might not be there if you blink.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
And I got to, Ricky, look, I hate choosing sides amongst the millionaires and billionaires here, but in all honesty, man, and it's not just because you're on with us, I don't know how the owners are getting away with this. Like, if I have to choose a side, I'm choosing the player side because the owners have essentially moved the ball on two separate occasions and now offered something that some people are calling, uniformly terrible in terms of a response from players regarding the MLB's proposal.
It wasn't a good proposal. I mean, if you're a player, you obviously want to see money. That's what you're thinking about. You want to see big money. You want to see, you know, what you can get, you know, to the best of your ability. That's why there's a Players Association, to get everything you can to the best of their ability. Right now, it was an opening proposal, all right? So you know the Players Union has to come back with something. But there's not time for this is the big problem. This squabble stuff is usually on in the off-season, not now. And this is becoming a huge problem. Hockey's getting ready to come back. Basketball's starting to practice again. And you have baseball, who is an outdoor sport that doesn't even know if they're coming back. If they don't come back, I see a lot of trouble down the line.
Ricky, if somebody came to you, if you were still playing, and showed you this proposal yesterday, what would your first reaction have been?
Okay, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to tell us that they're losing a lot of money. They want us to take part of the blame for that, which there is really no blame in this one. But I think deep down inside, you have to believe if you're a ball player and you really want to play the game for the love of the game, you're going to play, okay? And if you realize that, you know what? This isn't just about me. This is about people. This is about bringing fans back to the game. This is about the morale of a country. That's the way I would have looked at it. See, I'm probably in the minority. Even if I was in the Players Association right now, I would probably be in the minority because I think getting back on the field is more important than anything else in the big picture.
Ricky, you brought up a quote. You said, for the love of the game, and it just took me back to Blake Snell and his comments. I just want to know.
Geez. And then he signs with Boris. I mean,
yeah, I saw that. Yeah, signed it yesterday, I believe. But your reaction to what he said, what was it initially, and did you stick with your initial reaction?
I didn't like what he said. You know what? If you have that thought process, and the Players Association should have made this perfectly clear to their people. He should have said, if you have something to say about this and you don't like what's going on, keep it to yourself until we get together and discuss it. That's what should have been done. Blake Snell, I mean, not necessarily even just my opinion, but I heard from so many people, this guy's an idiot, blah, 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 and he's going to make, he's going to clear $2 million in 3 months' work, and he's mad about it? You know, that's just a guy who knows he's going to make a lot of money that really doesn't care about this season, if you ask me.
Speaking with Ricky Pitalico, so Ricky, how do you see it playing out? I mean, it seems like it's not just a first proposal. It seems like a lot of players are taking it as a flat-out insult, where maybe they're looking at the owners and saying, you know, this is such a terrible offer that they're not even serious about having a season.
That's what I'm starting to feel right now, and I don't like that feeling. I think you both know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're looking at this right now saying, you know, if they're this far apart, when are they going to come to an agreement? Or are they even going to come to an agreement? I think the players just are in that phase that, you know what, hey, if we don't play, we don't play. We come back in a couple months and we start up again. That's not necessarily a good thing. There's a good chunk of Major League ball players that need this season to start. The guys that are on the cusp, the guys that have a possibility, a chance to make the big league team this year. Think about it. There are guys that are really looking at this from a point of view that, okay, this may be my last shot to make a big league team, number one, or this may be my only shot to stay in the big leagues, number two. So this thing's not done yet, because when you really think about it, there is a split within the Players Association, and it just depends on how powerful that split's going to be. And I just think there's those players that have made so much money that they just don't care. And or are going to be free agents and they don't care, you know, because they're going to make their money anyways. But for the good of the game, you know, those guys who want to play and just look at it as baseball, those are the guys that are going to get the vote as a yes. But the guys that say no, that's going to be where the trouble comes in, because it's probably going to be the higher end guys.
All right. Now, I hate to go to, speaking with Ricky Pitalico, I hate to go to somebody owes somebody something, but in this world, do the Bryce Harpers and Mike Trouts, the upper echelon guys making that top dollar, do they owe something to the guys that are the guys you just highlighted, the guys that are on the fringe in Major League Baseball making the league minimum? Do they realize that they're going to have to take some kind of sacrifice here to try to help those guys out?
They probably do, but I mean, let's face it, when it comes down to brass tacks, they're going to do what's best for their family.
Right.
And what they think is going to be best for their own personal reasons. This is not, you know, in situations like this, it's not about, you know, well, you know, I could back and just say, let's play for next year. But the smart guys are thinking, all right, we do have a full, union. And it's not just the guys on the top end that you should be worried about. It's those guys that haven't made any money and are trying to squeeze in also. So, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You have your selfish guys that are looking at it just for themselves and they don't care what anybody else thinks. And then you have your guys that really take a look at the big picture. I'm not saying this is a great proposal, not by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not going to end up being the final proposal.
Right.
So work with it, keep your mouth shut, and just move on and hopefully get this done ASAP.
Rick, we've talked often, whether there's a season or not this year, of whether baseball needs to take a look at itself and the way it's played and getting fans, you know, back into watching. And I guess with that, we're talking more of making it more exciting, maybe shortening the game. Do you know of any measures, or do you have any measures you think Major League Baseball should take in game that would make it more popular with the fans?
More popular? That's a hard thing, because it's a tactical game. You know, basketball, football, yes, it's tactical, but it's boom, 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 play by play. And, I mean, I just think baseball has been played this way for a long period of time. How do you really change it? I heard you guys talking about shortening the games. That's all fine and dandy, but that changes all the record books,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a big problem for Major League Baseball in general. Because then who's the record breakers, who's not, all the criteria changes for the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of things that would change if you changed innings. But, I mean, get up and go is the best way to change anything. And what I mean by that is have the bullpens, you know, all these stadiums have both, like, mounds underneath. Have the bullpenners be in there. It takes away, I mean, how many minutes of the game? I mean, all they have to do is walk from the dugout to the mound instead of coming in from 400, 500 feet away in Colorado. And, I mean, that saves time. If you're looking just to save time, there's little things you could definitely do.
Yes.
I mean,
but yeah, I'm on board with that.
But is there one specific? I don't know. Some guys just like to be on TV a lot.
I couldn't agree more. Now, speaking of Ricky Vitalico, I know you and I have talked about this just one-on-one in the past, but that's a great idea that would cut down a lot of time, because then the manager wouldn't even have to go out and make the change. You could literally have the person come out of the stadium bullpen, not the one out in center field, for instance. You could talk to him about what you want to do, and then you put him out there, and he would take the pitcher out.
Right, very simple. Just go exchange the ball.
Like you would do in basketball, like you do in football. Like, I mean, I always make I liken it to, does Brett Brown go in to tell Joel Embiid he's coming out? No. The other player goes in to do it.
There is one other thing that you can do. This whole replay thing, and Mark, I think you've heard me talk about this before. Throw a flag immediately. None of this waiting for the video replay. I mean, think about football. They got to get that flag out there ASAP before the other team snaps the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be done without Gabe Kapler walking up on the steps and putting his hands near his ears saying, you know, we need to check this. No. What should be done is that you get up there, you make your call because you think it's the right call. Mm-hmm. Not because the video says it, because everything is quick in this game. If you're not paying attention, then tough. I just think the manager, I mean, think about it. What else is the manager doing these days? Can't really argue with the umpires, right?
Yeah, right.
Changing some pitchers here and there, I think, you know what, having an eagle eye would be a big key to be a manager.
Mm. Now, the only thing I will say is that in football, they do have guys looking at the replay in the booth that then tells the coach usually to throw the flag. So there's got
to
be...
How quickly does it have to be done?
Honestly, it's like 20 to 30 seconds because they got to get in the next playoff.
Right. It's less than that then because you know that other team is hustling up to the line of scrimmage.
Right, yeah, yeah. If it's questionable and they know it, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. It's called forcing the other guy's hand. They don't have that in baseball.
So do you honestly right now, what's your gut telling you just today, May 27th, what's your gut telling you about the 2020 baseball season?
If they don't get something done by the end of this week, it's in jeopardy.
Oof. Big week.
Yeah.
Or beginning of next week, I would say, at the latest. Because let's face it, this is not a problem that's going away immediately. You have to work at this day in, day out. You can't have one proposal one day and then nothing coming back at the other side for a while. You have to do it almost immediately.
Rick, if you were back in your playing days, you know, you have girls. Back in your playing days, would you be comfortable going back out and playing baseball right now? You have young kids at home. You have a family, you know, that you have to take care of. Would you be comfortable?
I would play. I mean, as much as I love my daughters, I think there's a responsibility to get on the field. I really do. I mean, it is a job. And my other thing, the way you have to look at it, is that everybody goes to a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those people have been putting their lives on the line since day one.
Mm. Yep.
And they're not making anywhere near what a major league ball player would.
Yeah.
How excited are you for your Buccaneers?
We'll see. Brady didn't look too good on the golf course.
No, he didn't. But he stuck that shot in Charles Barkley's face.
He actually did. That was very, I will say, that was impressive.
That was impressive.
Well, good for you. Yeah, that was pretty wild. But good for you and your Buccaneers. We'll see what they do in the NFC this coming season. Ricky, great catching up with you as always. Oh, you know what? No, a serious question. I got to ask you this. This is on my mind. The MLB, just forget about even public relations, has already taken a loss, but in terms of sports and attention grabbing, they're already taking a huge loss, especially if they start up when the NHL's at its peak and the NBA's at its peak during essentially a postseason tournament. So can baseball fight its way through that to gain some popularity?
I said you have to start up pre. You have to be pre of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand they're getting ready to play, but you better be... I mean, look, they let, I know in Tampa there were guys on the field yesterday, I think, in Tropicana Field. So that's opening up to people. I just think they better get as ready as they can now before they get the word to play.
All right. And
get it going ASAP. I mean, even just the spring training part will get people involved. Mm-hmm. And I think involvement is the biggest word that you could use right now. Get as many people involved right now as you possibly can.
All right. Ricky Pitalico, great catching up with you, man. My best to you and the family, man. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Ricky Pitalico, kind enough to jump on the line with us right there. Well, we ain't having baseball. Like, it just makes me feel even more like that after the
game.
And Ricky was very real about everything. I mean, he's not sure.
But he's also different than the majority of Major League Baseball players, I would think.
Very much so. And he acknowledged that.
Yeah.
He says, I know I'd be in the minority.
Like, Major League Baseball players aren't thinking about grocery store workers.
No. Mostly not.
No.
No, he did liken it to, and when Bob asked him, would you play today? He's like, well, grocery store workers go to work, so I'd go to work. And they're the ones that would supposedly, the baseball players are the ones that would be getting the tests. So,
yeah.
I understand the rock and a hard place type situation. I just find it so weird that the owners changed the game a couple of different times and that their first offer is like not even being taken seriously by the players because it's so outlandish.
Yeah,
like, I
understand. They made their bed, now sleep in it.
Well, you know why?
Because they
can.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
They agreed to this.
Nothing
post-
is on the books. You don't know what the owners make. Players, like, it's so messed up.
It's not like this was pre-pandemic that they agreed to this deal. It was in March.
It was out there. Yeah, exactly.
Like, they knew what they were potentially facing. And they agreed to it. So you made your bed, as Eileen Lynch says, now sleep in it.
Right. But, like, put it this way.
Did she coin that phrase?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she always told me that.
She uses it well, though?
You okay. Made your bed, Jamie. Now sleep in it.
I never made my bed. Anyway, go ahead, Mark. What were you saying?
I prefer loose sheets. I don't like to tuck in.
I find it's a waste of time to make your bed.
Yeah.
I jump in. I'm good to go.
Clean sheets and a freshly made bed, it makes for better sleep all around.
Yeah. Nope.
Really?
Don't care.
Oh, no. I got it. I love.
My wife changes the sheets, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I hate it when, like, we're right about to go to bed. She's just like,
you're lucky. I'm every week. And then she strips the bed and doesn't make it right away. And then I go to bed
Not
made. And I get all.
I didn't sign up for this. Yeah. I told her. I was like, look,
my rule is you strip the bed, you make the bed.
Exactly.
Get it all over with at once.
Immediately.
Now sleep in your bed, MLB owners.
And my rule is I don't help. It's all you if you want to change the sheets. Before I was
and
married.
19 throw pillows.
Exactly.
Make no sense.
And
you just put them on the floor at night? It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Exactly is the way to put it. What were we talking about? I blacked out for a second. Making the bed and then laying.
Making the bed and sleeping.
Baseball, when it comes to the owners, they've changed the game numerous
because
times.
Because they can.
And I get it's because they can.
Yeah, right?
But like the old thing, like everyone knows this about negotiating. You always ask for more than you really think you're going to get. So that way you can get what you think you're going to get. Like if I want $10 from you, Bob, I'll ask for $20, right? That's somewhat reasonable, right? You hope you get in the middle somewhere. It's like the owners asked, the players are saying, okay, well, we want to give $20. And the owner's like, great, $100,000. Like, that's how outlandish it is.
Well, Ricky put in the time limit of this week on it, and they're that far apart just on that, let alone everything else that is problematic with trying to get a sport going now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we have to lean towards that we're doubting a season's coming, right?
You know what baseball needs? Baseball needs, what's the lady's name? Maria Kondo? Who's the lady who does all the organizing?
Marie Kondo? I think I have that right.
Kondo, I want to say.
Kondo? Sure. I started folding my t-shirts that way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
She's like the efficiency expert.
Yeah, right. It's actually great.
They need to bring her in.
You can see all the t-shirts at once.
Exactly. Yeah,
you don't have to pick up and make the drawer a mess. Thank you, Marie.
Well, again, I hang my t-shirt, so.
Well, yeah, that's borderline psycho stuff.
I'm ahead on you on that. I'm ahead on you on that one there, Marie.
You iron your jeans, don't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No?
Maybe at the most throw them in the dryer for 10 minutes. I ain't right.
Well, I mean, that's as good as.
Yeah, that's as good as.
I used to do that with like my collared shirt that I'd have to wear to school.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw it in the dryer.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
I still do it.
It works.
Wait, you just won't wear your sweater over it?
Well, yeah.
But nonetheless, that's what baseball needs. Like an efficiency expert to come in and be like,
Marie Kondo, come on down.
Done. She's now a manager in baseball.
Her thing is, if you pick something up and don't feel as though you love it, throw it out.
If you don't have a
strong emotional feeling about it.
And she likens it to holding a puppy.
So I would hold up Major League Baseball rules and go, 9 innings? Yeah, out.
Okay.
7 innings. DH, universal, don't love it.
It still ain't happening. they're going to have nine innings of baseball. The question is whether or not they run them more efficiently or not, if they find a better way to do it.
The bullpen situation is a joke.
1,000%.
Ricky's right. Just have them right there, warmed up, ready to go. Boom, you're up.
Every stadium has a little batting cage, visitor and away. Mm-hmm. You go and warm up in there. And then you just literally call down the hallway. Hey, Phil, you're in. And then he comes trotting
up. Hey, Philippe, get up.
And he comes trotting up, and you're like, all right, here's how we're going to pitch the guy. And he's like, cool. And then you go out there.
Yeah. That could save 20 minutes.
Manager says to the ump, sub.
I wouldn't even be opposed to like an IFB in the catcher's ear. Like, here's what we're going to do in this situation. Yeah. Boom, done. You know what I just saved there? An hour and a half of baseball. Boom. All right, maybe not that efficient, but nonetheless.
Baseball purists like Sal Chunas hate the idea of trimming innings.
I don't like it either. I hate that. But here's the thing. There's so much fat in baseball to be trimmed. Trim it, please. Quaz, what's happening, buddy?
What's the deal, fellas?
What's happening?
Same. I tell you what. I do hope baseball actually come back. I mean, it's like one of the kids. You know what I mean? I mean, it's on weak legs. You need to speed the game up. I don't think you need to change like a lot of rules. Okay, to make the game faster. Mm-hmm. So I had this one loaded. I was happy when y'all started talking about the things you can do to.
Oh, okay. I like this. What do you like? How do you speed it up?
Efficiency. Well, y'all hit on the first one. The very first one is generally they give them eight from the hill when they come in. You don't need eight from the hill. You need three.
Mm-hmm.
You get up there. It's like you get eight. All right. The starting pitcher, he can get his eight from the hill. But every inning after that, every pitcher, you only take your three. That would save your commercial breaks from 3 minutes down to 1.5 minutes. You save time just by giving them three over five and eight from the hill between the innings right there. And when your reliever come in,
I agree.
I believe you only get one reliever. I mean, you can change the pitcher once per inning. All this two and three pitchers per inning, that don't make sense. I don't like that. You get one chance to change them. And when you change them, he better be ready. Get three from the hill. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that so much time is eaten up there. But a couple other areas, now, real simply, all you got to do is change. Ty usually goes to the runner. Now make Ty go to the defense. It's about getting out. We're trying to get out of here. Ty goes to the defense. You'll never even
anything close. It's an out.
It's an out. You're out of here.
Let's go. Pitcher's poison.
Right. We got to go. And then the other one I really would do is I would add 1.5 inches on either side of the plate. Now that gives you an additional 3 inches for the batter to protect, but the eye won't even pick it up. But you'll get more action and you'll get more strikeouts. Again, we need outs. We're trying to get up out of here. So. Those will be my changes. Make them protect a little more at the plate. Open up the strike zone 1.5 inches on either side,
right.
3 inches. And Ty goes to the defense now, not the runner.
Yeah, but Quaz, what will drive ratings more than anything? What will make the game interesting more than anything? Runs.
Exactly. That's why one pitcher per inning. If he starts struggling, oh well, he's in there.
If the guy can't find the plate, then next thing you know, you're walking the bases loaded, and that's taking an hour right there.
And now you're faking an injury. No, I'm serious.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
If you're not pitching well and you're not allowed to come out of the game, all of a sudden it's, oh, I broke my arm.
I like the three pitches, though. No more than three pitches. If you're coming in, I like that. Because you're going from a like shoebox throwing a baseball to a stadium. Get a couple of pitches to get acclimated, but then you're right back into business, baby.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's move this along because we want baseball to stay. And I think the owners are being a little greedy. When I sit down and think about it, man, everybody talking about, you take this pay cut, and they should take it. But their lifestyles are based on their income.
I get
That's a big chunk that the owners are asking them to take off. I agree.
Quaz, always good talking to you, buddy. Thanks
Quaz. Right,
appreciate it, man. I always thought, like, people are like, hey, no warm-up pitches. You go out there and you pitch. well, either you're going from a bullpen or you're going from like the batting cage, whatever, wherever you're warming up as a pitcher, it's a little different going back to the baseball, you know, going back to the diamond, going back to the mound. So, you know, three pitches at most, get reacclimated with being out there, and then you go. This, like, 8-pitch, 10-pitch, whatever it might be, like, come on. We're dragging our feet. And, again, someone who does love baseball, we're getting called out on Twitch right now by, you either like baseball or you don't.
Yeah, I love baseball.
Ain't the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you love baseball as much as you did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when the game was a little bit faster? It wasn't even drastically faster, but it was just, it felt like it moved. This feels like it drags.
It's funny you say that because, you know, during this time, they've been showing replays of games and all. And you look at the Phillies winning the series in 1980. Like, Tug McGraw, everybody said, oh, the closer. He pitched like 3 innings a game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he came in and pitched like 3 innings as the so-called closer. You know, you didn't have all this lefty-righty, you know, in and out, all this. And the game, it did. It moved faster. It was more fun back then.
Yeah. Well, when you look at, like, just the World Series numbers, for instance, you know, the 2008 World Series, which is just awful to say this because it was the Phillies World Series, it was the first non-double-digit television rating in the history of the World Series. You realize that?
Wow.
Tampa Bay Rays, Philadelphia Phillies, obviously 2008. Phillies, good market. Tampa Bay, not so much. And then you look at that, like, it's like borderline whether or not they got to double digit figures in ratings. Like, baseball's on a decline, and that's not breaking news to anyone that's paying attention to it.
No.
It's time that they do something to change it back, to make the game seem like it doesn't drag nearly as much. And the way the game's played in itself, forget about trimming the fat, you're not going to take you're not going to tell a batter, hey, could you swing a little bit more? Like, that's not happening. You got to find some other way to make sure the games aren't lasting 3.5 hours. 610-632-0975. We'll examine that a little bit more. Well, also, let's hear from Charles Barkley talking about the NBA and what could be the next step in the world of sports after the NHL put their plan out there to be judged by the masses. Time of the Fanatics, 925.
Fanatics Sports Update.
NHL agreement. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by AmeriGas. Cinch is a propane tank home delivery service that delivers propane right to your doorstep. Visit cinch.com, that's C-Y-N-C-H.com, and use promo code FANATIC to get your first tank exchange for just $10. Commissioner Gary Bettman announced yesterday that the NHL will cut out the rest of their regular season and move right into a 24-team playoff format. Teams will play according to their conferences as usual, and each conference will get their own host site, which are not yet determined. Teams will be limited to only 50 personnel in the new hub cities and are promised a comprehensive testing system. Players are expected to start moving back into the place in June and start training camp again, hopefully by the beginning of July. The exact return date of the playoffs has not yet been determined. This update is also brought to you by Target. At Target, your health and safety is their top priority. That means deep cleaning their stores every day, providing masks and gloves to their team members, and offering countless contactless shopping options like Drive Up. Learn more at target.com/TheBullseyeView. For more news on current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You and Almonds versus the nefarious headphone tangle. Suddenly the feeling strikes. The urge to groove and move. But those trusty earbuds are in the tangle of all tangles. You dive in following the headphone jack into a white wire nightmare. But with a little finger gymnastics, all's right with the world.
Woohoo!
Also, your headphones are untangled. We're not saying it's thanks to the 6 grams of energy-giving protein in almonds, but we're not saying it's not either. K2 California Almonds. Own your everyday, every day.
Stugatz here. Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics, all with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business deals.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Got an electrical or HVAC problem in your home that you've been ignoring because you're not sure about letting a technician into your home? Rainer Services in South Jersey is owned by former nurse Carrie Rainer. She herself trained her service techs on safety and sanitizing protocol. For safe electrical or HVAC service you can really trust, visit RainerServices.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart. The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Attention hospital staff and life-sustaining personnel. The YMCA wants you to know that if you need child care, the YMCA is offering child care to the men and women working in our health care system. Call 215-220-9199 or visit fillayMCA.org for details. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
For 36 years, Hooters has been here, serving up the best wings and other things on the planet. We're not going anywhere. We may have to do things a little differently, but all your faves are still available for takeout and delivery in sealed to-go bags. Order over the phone, online, or restaurant delivery service, and bring the taste of Hooters home. Hooters, the original wing joint. Still winging it after 36 years.
Marzetta in the morning, now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
So we've covered it's not very good right now for Major League Baseball. The NHL still has 1,000 questions regarding their plan that's out there. And it was, as I told Sam Carcitti earlier, a little air out of the balloon when you saw that the commissioner was going to make an announcement at 4:30. Dates. I was expecting dates.
Yeah.
June 1st, formal workouts. July, formal training camp. And it's like, in the ballpark of early June, we'll have some workouts in the ballpark of early July. But no sooner than July 1st, we're going to have formal training camp. In that ballpark of, but we're not really sure about. We're not even sure how many games the first and second round of the actual playoffs are going to be. So still a lot of questions are out there. But nonetheless, they put the skeleton of their plan out there. Now it's about building around that.
Yeah.
I understand. A lot of questions.
Yeah.
You wanted to have a feeling overwhelmingly to say, the NHL's back, here's the dates. And you don't have that. That's why we started the show with, the NHL's back. Sort of. Like they kind of have an idea of what they
want
to do.
Yeah, we want answers from them, but we're not getting them from them because whoever they need to get answers from, they can't get answers from either.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we can put stuff out there, and we've said this before, it's getting closer. But it's still just not, you can't grab it. It's really not tangible right now. Like it's impossible to say, yeah, we're going to start then, because Gary Bettman's probably looking for answers. Every commissioner of every sport is looking for answers that no one can give them yet.
So if you're one of the other leagues, and I've been saying all morning that I'm hoping the NBA looks at this and says, the NHL's already gone out and said their plan. Are you thinking of it as the NBA as being in an envious position? Or are you looking at it as Adam Silver, as Rob Manfred, in a situation where it could be, what's their plan? I know they made a big stink about, not a big stink, but I know they made a big deal about, oh, here's our plan, unveiling. And it's like, well, wait, what is the plan? We know they have an idea of what they want to do, but they don't even know how many games the first and second round of the playoffs is going to be. They don't even know, you know, if their families are going to be allowed to travel with them. They have two cities that they don't even know which they are yet.
I'm not kidding you. When I preparing for the show for today, that was my thought. Like I wanted to come in and be the, but what did they say, guy? Right. But I didn't want to be that person.
Yeah, right.
Like that's what I feel. But I didn't want to be that person today. And then talking to Sam Carcitti, and his first sentence is, "Yes, it's on its way." And then by the end of the conversation, he's like, "Wow, I'm down to like 55% thinking it's." Yeah, that's the way I felt yesterday. If I was Adam Silver and I was asked the question, posed the question, well, the NHL, what about you? And I had to defend myself, I would have a legitimate, what did the NHL do exactly? Right. Except talk that they don't know exactly when they're going to start, but they hope to start this. Yeah, we hope to start it sometime too, but I'll talk to you when I have definitive answers.
I was more disappointed than anything because you didn't have the dates in place.
Yeah.
When I was listening to Gary Bettman yesterday, I was more disappointed than anything because, and I didn't want to be a curmudgeon either, Bob. I understand. We've been looking forward to this date. We've been looking forward. Oh, we got a plan, an official announcement from a league for a plan. And it's like, okay, that's what you want to do tournament wise. Okay, playoff wise. Okay, wait, oh, hold on a second. Still a question about the first and second round? Okay, interesting. I'll just brush that aside. Whatever. Okay, when does the training camp start? Oh, you're not sure. Okay. What are we doing here? What's happening? Oh, the two hub cities. Okay, what hub cities are they? Yeah. We don't know. Okay. All right. Are the players tested every day? We're pretty sure that's going to happen. Are the players' families allowed to travel with them? Okay.
And my biggest question that has to get in, what are you going to do?
When there is a positive test.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand. Because it's not just going to be one.
And like, look, that's the ultimate question that has to be answered. And until you have all the, facts surrounding that pretty much answered, then you can deal with, well, our decision will be to do this. Mm-hmm. But until then, we all say this, we want sports back as much as anybody, but can you have it back until that question is answered?
So the Sixers are opening the practice facility today.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a question whether or not Joel Embiid would be out there. I'm hoping that at least what the NHL did was be an inspiration to the NBA and the other leagues, Major League Baseball even, saying, hey, guys, here's our plan. It's out there. We have 90, maybe 80% of it done. There's still some other things we got to put together.
And you know what you haven't heard from them? The issue of money.
The
NBA players, you know what they're losing.
Oh, yeah.
MLB players, you know what they're facing. NHL is just like, dup, 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 dup,
dup. They're playing for three goats and a bunny.
They haven't even brought it up because they know what a turnoff it is to people.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it in 94. Again, I rolled this example out a couple of weeks ago. But in 94, I don't remember. I was 12 years old. I don't remember the economic status of the United States, what the economy was like. I know what it's like right now. And people even back then in 94 were screaming about the players being greedy. Now it's players and owners being ridiculously greedy, and people don't want to hear it. I mean, Major League Baseball is not dead. It's not going away. But compared to what we knew about it and how we maybe grew up with it, oh, that's dead. That if they don't come back, especially this year, if they don't come back maybe even next year, if this is a lingering issue leading up to a new collective bargaining agreement, oh, wow.
Yeah, and you know what's going to be sad for you guys? Like, my dad taking me to my first baseball game, are you kidding me? Right. Or any day that I was able to go to a baseball game, you don't concentrate in school. If it's a 1 o'clock, if you're going on a Sunday, you're up at 6 a.m., you couldn't wait to go. What's going to really be sad for you guys, whether it's the girls that you have now or if you have more kids, is when you ask them, I got tickets to a Phillies game, you want to go? And they say no. Why? Because baseball's so boring.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, I think I told you a story about my son Kyle, who's a really good athlete, plays in the, 12-year-old all-star game or whatever, gets named MVP of the game as the catcher, all that stuff, gets off the field, takes all things. Yep, that's it for baseball. I'm like,
right.
What? Yeah, it's too boring. He said the only reason I caught was because all the other positions are so boring. At least catching, and that's like, I think more so that's where kids are going nowadays. And baseball's forcing it like that.
Yeah, and we could talk about the makeover, and we certainly will whenever that does start up, if it does. But when you talk about the NHL, I am hoping that it at least is an inspiration for the NBA, most likely, to get things underway. So the Sixers are opening the practice facility. Yesterday, Charles Barkley was on the Dan Patrick Show, where he talked about basically being tested around the league for this. And he got into it at length, and this is the answer he gave Dan Patrick when talking about it.
What do we do if one of the great players get the virus. I just worry about that. Like, and I don't. This is not anybody in particular. I'm saying Giannis, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Joel Embiid. One of these great players get the virus. Do you take their whole? You got to take their whole team out the tournament, don't you? I mean, yeah. You can't take one player because they've been exposed to the other players. So do those guys forfeit a round in the playoffs? We can't start the playoffs, then stop the playoffs. So that kind of stuff concerns me.
It's a little weird that he puts players' names on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why he just went to stars. It doesn't matter what guy on a team gets it.
But I think people are thinking that.
I think it does matter.
In what way?
If you're the
13th... No, but he also... Go ahead,
yeah, no, not that it can't infect the entire team, but if you're the 13th guy on the roster, he catches it, the team goes... Yeah, we can survive without you.
Yeah, pretty much.
It counterbalances the weight of the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't take what he said that way. I took it as he said,
it's infectious. If LeBron,
do you take the rest of the team out if LeBron gets it? He put name to it. But if it's guy 13 who gets it, yeah, a team can say, oh, we don't need that guy. But if I'm the opposing team, are you anxious to play against his teammates?
Well, that's, yeah.
Now I took it more, as
the superstar. The star players actually will affect the balance of power in the playoffs, whereas a scrub, you know, and I say
scrub
lightly.
To me, that's an injury then.
Yeah, basically. But that's what, I mean, if Joel Embiid were to, let's say, catch it and the playoffs started, the Sixers are toast.
Yeah, what you're envisioning now is a contagious injury. Like, think about that. And I don't want to belittle it to an ankle injury, but that's what it, like, if you can't play, you can't play. And if LeBron James in the NBA's worst nightmare, LeBron James or whoever, like Kawhi Leonard, whoever's in the finals, they get it. They get to test positive before the finals. They're going to be. I mean, look, health is the most important thing. I'm not making light of that. But the NBA will then have to do the right thing, and they can't play LeBron James. They can't play the marquee player.
Yeah.
If that person tests positive, it's got to be the same blanket statement. I just don't trust people when millions upon millions upon billions of dollars are on the line. That's where I fall short. That's where I might lose trust of people just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm alone there. But we'll continue this conversation, obviously. But it does make you think about all the things that go into place, all the things that have to be in place to actually start up a league.
Yeah.
The NHL is being applauded in a lot of cases for just at least outlining a plan. Meat and potatoes, still a lot of questions, but at least they have the outline. 610-632-0975. When we come back, we'll take a listen to what Mark Cuban has to say about the NBA, his proposed deal. And I actually feel bad, just from a baseball fan perspective, someone who enjoys baseball, I actually feel bad for Aaron Nola.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.